Hello, my name is Wendy Ruiz and I am your mother.
When did the earthquake happen?
January 17, 1994.
How old are you?
I was 13. It was a few days before my 14th birthday.
Who was with you during it?
I was by myself in my bed. I was not sure if my sister was in the room with me. The previous night she had slept over in our parents' room.
What was the scariest part of the earthquake?
It was the sound of everything breaking around me. The movement wasn't so bad. I felt safe where I was at.
What thoughts were you thinking during the earthquake?
Well, I was thinking, what is breaking? Because there was a lot of things that I felt that I heard falling and breaking. But I was also thinking, I was worried about my sister because she was really young at the time. So I didn't know if she was there or not.
How was the rest of the day like?
I don't remember too much. I just remember going downstairs and waiting to hear, well, what do we do next? Because, you know, there were a lot of aftershocks and the power was out. So we really had no idea what to do next.
How were the next days like?
They were scary. Because the news footage that was coming in and seeing all the damage that had been done, seeing the damage that had been done at our place and how everything was on the floor, there really wasn't too much that was left, unscathed.
How were you hurt mentally and emotionally?
Well, there are a couple of things that came out of that. For example, I can't put certain things on the wall because I'm afraid that they're going to fall, just like back then in case of an earthquake. I also feel I can't live, in case I live in an apartment, I can't live in the bottom because I have to live in the top apartment because of the footage that I saw back then where a lot of the apartment buildings collapsed on top of each other and the people who lived on the top had a higher chance of surviving.
After almost 21 years, how would you react if you had a similar earthquake?
I think I would react differently. I feel like I am stronger mentally. My main concern would be the safety of you and your sisters.
Given the impact the earthquake had on you, how would you help my sisters and I cope if we had a similar earthquake?
I feel that I can, we can definitely discuss what happened, explore the feelings. I mean, coming from a mental health background, I feel that I will be more capable of sitting down with you guys and just really going through the range of emotions and what happened and just trying to make it safe for you guys to really express the way things, the way you are feeling and how things have impacted you. I feel that somewhat lacked when I was younger, not because my parents were, they didn't talk about it at all. They did. I just feel it wasn't in depth of what happened. They were more concerned of keeping us safe from debris and anything else from the earthquake. So I feel I would pay a lot of attention to the emotional well-being of you guys.
Thank you for letting me interview.
You're welcome.